This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Newburyport High School boys hockey coach Paul Yamin. And Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm well, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Coach, there are very few games, I think, in the course of a high school season that can be considered classics that you remember. I know I remember you referenced the Salas of Gloucester in 05 and 04, and that's when MSO first started. And they won, Gloucester won the state championship that year, and then they lost the next year in a shootout. I think it was to St. Mary's. And those two games, the championship and the shootout loss, you know, the kids, well, they're adults now, long-time adults, still remember that. You had a game with Gloucester, and Newburyport-Gloucester is a great rivalry. But, Coach, tell me about this game Saturday night.
Well, just brought back some really good memories of the games of past against Gloucester. Did I lose you, Rick?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, and, you know, just a classic high school hockey game that I think everybody that was a part of will remember for a long, long time.
Yeah, you had a good crowd. The kids get pumped up for it, and it would seem now that the rivalry has been solidified because you guys have been playing each other for quite a while now. So tell me about the ebb and flow of the game and what the kids' emotions are like, because when you're involved, you're out there and working up a sweat and huffing and puffing to get back to the bench. Do you get emotionally involved as a player?
Well, I think it's very hard not to in that atmosphere. I mean, you know, high pace, high intensity, very physical, fantastic crowd. We had over 1,000 people in the graph, and, you know, just an electric atmosphere, and very, very fortunate to be a part of that. And I think both teams would feel the same, you know, with the exception that somebody had to lose. And you know, Rick, I don't say this too often, but I really felt bad for the Gloucester guys. I know they have a lot of seniors on that team. You know, and both teams could have won that game. Both teams were deserving to win that game. And it's the unfortunate, you know, happenings in a one-game playoff, and somebody had to lose. And you know, I'm glad it wasn't us, obviously, but they played hard and they played well.
One other thing about the coaches in this area, Paul, across the spectrum, is that they understand what you just said, and they respect the other coaches and the kids. But, of course, you're competitive, and you play to win, so you get that. And it's great. Now, you as a coach, you've been through so many games and so many high-pressure situations. When you're on the bench and watching this go on, do you kind of flinch when there's a save or there's an almost goal? I mean, do you get involved emotionally as well, or are you just you're just focused on your job?
Oh yeah, no, I'm involved. There's no question about it. I mean, any little bounce that, you know, you think you can get a chip and go, and it doesn't happen, and you know you see it but it doesn't happen. It's just one of those games that, you know, one little bounce is a deciding factor, and that's how it was. It was 2-2 with 8 minutes left in the game, and it was back and forth, and they had their chances, we had our chances, and everybody in the place was on the edge of their seat, you know. And again, electric atmosphere, and a shame that somebody had to go home a loser in that game.
Oh man. All right, so tell me, who are the heroes on your side of the rink?
Well, I mean, our goalie played very well, and he's been doing that all year. He made a couple really big saves there in the end, and I think all our seniors stepped up and played well. Will Palomino, who, you know, had a goal and assist in the game, and he's had nothing but big goals and points for us all year. Caden Eisman, another one that played a fantastic game as a senior. And, you know, these guys know. They know what happens if you lose now, you know, and they don't want it to end. And I saw the hurt and the pain in the Gloucester guys' eyes. And, you know, unfortunately, somebody has to have it end. And thank God we're still playing.
Well, yeah, I hear you. Well, I read the quotes on Derek Geary, and he was so proud of the kids. And it's one of the things that they're going to remember this as a great game, despite the fact that they lost. So, you know, it's going to be a terrific memory for them because they're involved at such a high level. So congratulations for everything that you guys have done. Now, I just want to ask you one thing about where the D2 playoffs are at the moment, because you and Masco are still in there, and of course you guys have had a terrific rivalry over the years. So tell me about how this D2 playoff is shaping up for you.
Well, I think we have Woburn coming up on Wednesday, and you know, obviously they play in a very good league. And I think this is their first year in Division 2. They've always been a Division 1 team, so you know, they're going to be battle-tested, and we'll have our hands full, and they have a home game, which I don't quite understand.
Right, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, what's the story?
I don't know, Rick. I don't know. I don't know why they say that it was a predetermined site. Well, so wasn't Stoneham a predetermined site, so why can't we be playing at Stoneham, which, you know, I don't think Woburn is too far from Stoneham.
Right.
Maybe a 10-minute ride, you know?
Yeah.
So they benefit from the rink that's closer to them. I don't know why they get their home bond, but you know what? It is what it is. We've beat some good teams on the road this year, so we're looking at it as another road game. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been a great ride, and I hope it continues. Anything different in your practice plans for the week?
Yeah, I mean, once we get to this year on a bigger surface, you know, and you know as well as I that our rink is a shoebox. So, yeah, we move our gear on over to Governor's Academy when we get this deep into the tournament.
Oh, okay. All right, so the plan is what time you guys have to leave for Woburn on Wednesday?
Well, I believe Tewksbury's before us, so we'll probably get there a little bit early and watch a little of that. I think we'll probably get on the bus around 5:15, games at 7:30, maybe catch a little bit of the Tewksbury game and get ready to go.
All right.
Down in Woburn's home rink.
Congratulations, Paul, on bringing it this far, and keep it going, will you?
I hope to, Rick. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Take care and be well. Good luck.
All right,
bye-bye. That's Paul Yameen, who is the Newburyport High School boys hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.